South Dakota House of Representatives will now come to order. Leading us in our prayer today is Pastor Larry Cass of the Southeast United Methodist Church in Pierre. Our pages for today leading us in the Pledge of Allegiance are Amanda Jones of Britain, Kelly Wismer of Britain.
Let us pray. Oh God, we are so thankful for this group that comes to work for our benefit. Lord, we just pray that you will be with each one of them, that you will help them to make the best of the time that is left. May all of the decisions be made that will be to the state's benefit. All these things we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God,
the clerk will please take the roll.
Ahlers, Boomgarten, Bradford, Bruner, Buckingham, Burr, Carson, Cotton. Mr. Speaker, a quorum is present.
Approval of the journal, please.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Chief Clerk of the House has had under consideration the House Journal of the 31st day. All errors typographical or otherwise are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Thomas J. Diedrich, Chair.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carried. Reports of conference committees.
Mr. Speaker, the Conference Committee respectfully reports that it has considered House Bill 1080 and the amendments thereto made by the Senate and the disagreement of the two houses thereon and recommends that all Senate amendments be deleted, thus restoring the bill to the House Appropriations in gross version. Respectfully submitted, J.E. Jim Putnam, House Committee Chair, and Orville Smith, Senate Committee Chair. Also, Mr. Speaker, the Conference Committee respectfully reports that it has considered House Bill 1083 and the amendments thereto made by the Senate and the disagreement of the two houses thereon and recommends that all Senate amendments be deleted, thus restoring the bill to the House Appropriations in gross version. Respectfully submitted, Larry Tiedemann, House Committee Chair, and Orville Smith, Senate Committee Chair.
Messages.
Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to return here with House Bills 1233, 1242, 1251, 1263, and 1265, which have passed the Senate without change. Also, Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that House Bill 1279 was lost on second reading and final passage. Also, Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to return here with House Bills 1061, 1120, 1132, 1224, 1248, 1283, and 1320, which have been amended by the Senate, and your concurrence is respectfully requested. Also, Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to return here with House Concurrent Resolutions 1008, 1009, and 1010, in which the Senate has concurred. Also, Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the Senate has concurred in House amendments to Senate Bills 53, 162, 180, 188, and 192. Also, Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to transmit here with Senate Concurrent Resolutions 14 and 15, which have been adopted by the Senate, and that your concurrence is respectfully requested. Also, Mr. Speaker, the Senate has failed to adopt the report of the Conference Committee on House Bill 1293 and has appointed Senators Lintz, Duenwalt, and Gary Hansen as a conference committee. Also, Mr. Speaker, the Senate has failed to adopt the report of the Conference Committee on House Bill 1237 and has appointed Senators McCracken, Dempster, and Trubach Berry as a new committee, new conference committee. Also, Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the Senate has appointed Senators Gray, Gant, and Heiderprum as a committee of three on part of the Senate to meet with the like committee on part of the House on House Bill 1294. Also, Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the Senate has failed to concur in House amendments to Senate Bill 176 and has appointed Senators Hunhoff, Gray, and Bartling as a committee of three on the part of the Senate to meet with the like committee on the part of the House. Respectfully, Trudy Evanstead, Secretary.
On Senate Bill 176, the Speaker appoints Representatives Tiedemann, Diedrich, and Berg. That's Tiedemann, Diedrich, and Berg on Senate Bill 176. We have us with us today on behalf of Representatives Peterson and Howey. In the gallery above, Representative Peterson, we have the Wall 8th grade civics and government class, their teacher Stephanie Williams, and the bus driver Kirby Kaiser. Will you please stand up so we can say hello? Thank you for being here today. The Capital Club. We want to say thank you to the Capital Club. They provided fruit and cookies in the speaker's lobby today. We want to say thank you to all of those in the Capital Club. Let's give them a big hand. On behalf of Representatives Halverson and Sigstestad, we have the Britton Senior Class. Their instructor is Brian Freeman and Jeanette Rimley. Our pages, Amanda Jones and Kelly Wismer, who's today said the pledge for us, they're from this particular class. Would the Britton Senior Class please stand up so we can say hello? Off to my left, your right, thank you for being here today. You sent us two good pages and we appreciate that. On behalf of Representative Ryan Olson and Representative Rounds, we have the Stanley County Senior Government Class, their instructor, Quentin Cermak. Would you all please stand? Over here. Thank you for being here today. Representative Elliott.
Personal privilege, sir.
Granted.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of the Brown County delegation, I'd like to have us all welcome former Minority Leader Craig Shoneman, sitting up there, his son Sam, and his daughter Emma, who was one of the pages this week. Craig Shoneman.
Craig, thank you for being here, coming back to visit us, and thank you for all the time you spent serving the state of South Dakota and your constituents. Representative Krebs.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to introduce a former member of this body and our current superintendent for the Harrisburg School Systems, Jim Holbeck.
Hi, Jim. Thanks for coming back today. Thank you for all the service you've provided the state of South Dakota. Representative Noem.
Personal privilege, please.
Granted.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Honorable members of the body, I'd like you to welcome my father and mother-in-law are here today in the back. If you'll stand, Al and Sharon Noem. Would you welcome them?
Please stand. Thank you. Thank you for sharing your daughter with us. Motions and resolutions.
Representative Haverly moves that the House do concur in Senate amendments to House Bill 1016.
Question for the House of Representatives. Is Representative Haverly's motion that the House do concur to Senate amendments to House Bill 1016? Are there any remarks? Representative Haverly.
Good afternoon, Mr. Speaker.
Good afternoon.
Well, we're back to 1016. It's been amended heavily. It's nothing but a former skeleton of itself. But it's still something, and it's something to move forward with on the funding issue for the technical institutes in the state of South Dakota. With that, I ask for your vote to concur. Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and members of the House.
Further remarks? Hearing none, question for the House of Representatives. Is Representative Haverly's motion that the House do concurrence and amendments to House Bill 1016? Those in favor vote aye. Those opposed nay. The clerk will lock the voting machine and the members will proceed to vote.
It's hard to compete with that. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
The clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 70.
Representative Haverly's motion, having received a majority vote of the members-elect, is hereby declared passed, and we do concur.
Representative Valley moves that the House do not concur in Senate amendments to House Bill 1100 and that a committee of three be appointed to meet with the like committee on the part of the Senate to adjust the differences.
Question before the House of Representatives is Representative Valley's motion that the House do not concur in Senate amendments to House Bill 1100. Remarks.
There's a definitional problem we've got between 1100 and 1099, and we need to get that resolved. So I would urge you to not concur and appoint. Thank you.
Further remarks? This is a voice vote. Question for the House of Representatives is Representative Valley's motion that we do not concur and appoint. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carried. The Speaker appoints Representatives Valley, Cutler, and Ingalls. Valley, Cutler, and Ingalls.
Representative Peters moves that the House do concur in Senate amendments to House Bill 1107.
Question before the House of Representatives, Representative Peters' motion that the House do concur in Senate amendments to House Bill 1107. Are there any remarks? Representative Peters.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The Senate did make some minor changes to House Bill 1107. They took out one of the boards and commissions. It was actually not, the section was not necessary as this body saw a bill in the proper format for this particular board, and therefore they amended it out of this bill. And there was a couple other minor fees that were the maximum fees that were amended down, and all of that was done with the permission of the boards and commissions, I believe. So with that, I would ask for this honorable body to concur in House Bill 1107. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Further remarks? Hearing none, the question for the House of Representatives, Representative Peters' motion that the House do concur in Senate amendments to House Bill 1107. Those in favor vote aye, those opposed nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine and the members shall proceed to vote. This is a two-thirds vote. What is happening here is that there are bills that come out of the House, go over to the Senate. If the Senate changes them in some way, then there has to be a little bit of a discussion. And the question becomes, do we want to adopt their changes or do we not want to adopt their changes? If we don't want to adopt the changes, the amendments that they made to the bill, then the motion becomes do not concur and appoint. If we think the amendments are okay, then the motion is to concur.
Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
The clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 70.
Representative Peters' motion that the House do concur in Senate amendments to House Bill 1107, having received a majority vote, a two-thirds majority vote of the members-elect, is hereby declared passed and concurred in.
Senate Concurrent Resolution 14, a concurrent resolution requesting the Governor, the Commissioner of School and Public Lands, the Department of Game, Fish and Parks, and the Department of Environment and Natural Resources to develop a system of managing and maintaining the state-owned dams. Senate Concurrent Resolution 15, a concurrent resolution urging Congress to oppose efforts to restrict the harvest, processing, transportation, and export of horses. And the Speaker has assigned both Senate concurrent resolutions to the Committee on Ag and Natural Resources. Representative Roden moves that when we adjourn today, we adjourn to convene at 10 a.m. on Thursday, February 28th, the 33rd legislative day.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carried. That's 10 o'clock tomorrow we convene. Consideration of reports of conference committees.
Representative Bruner moves that the report of the conference committee on House Bill 1293 be adopted.
Question for the House of Representatives is Representative Bruner's motion that the conference committee on House Bill 1293 be adopted. Are there any remarks? Representative Bruner.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, the conference committee met, stripped the Senate amendments off. It is now in the form that it left this floor and we voted on. So I would urge your concurrence.
Further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the House of Representatives is Representative Bruner's motion that the report on the conference committee be adopted. Those in favor vote aye, those opposed nay. The clerk will lock the voting machine and the members shall proceed to vote. This too is a two-thirds vote.
Representative Peters. Representative Peters.
Peters votes aye.
Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
The clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 70.
Representative Bruner's motion that the conference committee's report be adopted, having received a two-thirds majority vote of the members-elect, is hereby declared passed and we have adopted.
Representative Rounds moves that the House do not adopt the conference committee report on House Bill 1037 and that a committee of three on the part of the House be appointed to move the like committee on the part of the Senate to adjust the differences between the two houses.
Question for the House of Representatives, Representative Rounds' motion that the House do not adopt and appoint. Are there any remarks?
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Rounds.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, this morning I thought we had a conference report that we would be able to agree on and get that out, but the Senate voted one vote shy of passing this, so they in turn decided they wanted to reappoint. Apparently there's a question or two on the final report. So I'd ask for your consideration in not adopting, reappointing, see if we can work out those differences one more time and get this bill moved out. Thank you.
Further remarks? Hearing none, question before the House of Representatives, Representative Rounds' motion that the House do not adopt the report of the conference committee and appoint. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carried. The Speaker appoints Representative Rounds, Willardson, and Miles. That's Rounds, Willardson, and Miles. I think you've been there before. Announcements. I have a few bills that have to be signed. Representative Rounds.
Personal privilege.
Granted.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, up to the speaker's left, up to your right, you'll see a trophy up in the trophy case up there, and that trophy's been here for 2 years now, and tonight that trophy's up for grabs with the Senate. As you all know, we've got that basketball game tonight versus the Senate. The Senate is loading up a team this year because they want the trophy back. I would hope that you'd all plan on attending tonight. The taco feed starts at 6 o'clock up at the high school, and then the game is at 7 o'clock. We've got a very, very good roster this year, and for those of you who haven't heard it yet, I'd like to recognize those that do plan on playing tonight. Besides myself, we do have my assistant coach, Representative Val, the Rauschenator Rausch. Also playing tonight would be Majority Leader Larry Pappy Roden. Additional players are David Muffin Lust, Jamie Boomer Boomgarden, Brian Precious Gosh, Dan Ellicat Ollers, Russell Beefcake Olson, Mark the Grizz DeVries, Mike Buck Buckingham, Mark the Kirkinator Kirkaby, David Thunder Northrup, my seatmate Christy, otherwise known as Shiner Gnome, and then we do have a couple of pickup players, and I do thank these Scott Swish Swire, Chris, we call him Critter Iverson, Brandon Big D Duxbury, and Travis Big T Lapp. Please show up tonight. This is a fundraiser for kids voting. Let's try and outraise the money we raised last year. It's a good event. It's a fun event. And let's try and get that trophy to bring it back to roost up front. Thank you.
Representative Dreyer. Granted.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Once again, I will be going old school tonight with the short shorts. I would encourage anyone to join me. Looking good, playing well, and beating the Senate. Let's do it.
Representative Junkie.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just for your information, for the body's information, we have a state and tribal relation committee scheduled at 3. Now, that's subject to change because the Senate had a full agenda today. So we're planning on trying to have the senators come up so we can take a roll call and get a quorum and take some business out. But it'll be 3 to 3:30. We'll get started up in 4:12. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you. Further announcements? Seeing no further announcements, I'm going to sign a few bills. Speaker, sign an act to revise certain provisions regarding protection orders granted upon a finding of domestic abuse. Speaker, sign an act to prohibit the branding of a minor and to provide a penalty therefor. Speaker, sign an act to bring transparency to state spending by requiring the Bureau of Finance and Management to create a website making certain state government information available to the public. Speaker, sign an act to require the Department of Education and the Board of Regents to establish certain programs for children who are deaf and hard of hearing. Speaker, sign an act to authorize the Board of Regents to acquire land for the Higher Education Center, West River. Speaker, sign an act to establish a hunter mentoring program to authorize hunting under certain conditions by persons less than 16 years of age and to authorize the Game, Fish, and Parks Commission to promulgate rules. Speaker, sign an act to prohibit the sale, purchase, use, or possession of alcohol without liquid devices. Well, that's the last bill the Speaker has to sign. Representative Gordon Peterson.
Mr. Speaker, I move we adjourn.
All in favor of adjournment, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carried.